Good morning and welcome to this online service on the seventh Sunday after Trinity. Today we follow the order of morning prayer. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. Hymn 358, King of Glory, King of Peace, I will love thee. Beloved in Christ, we come together to offer to Almighty God our worship and praise and thanksgiving, to confess our sins and to receive God's forgiveness, to hear his holy word proclaimed, to bring before him our needs and the needs of the world, and to pray that in the power of his Spirit we may serve him and know the greatness of his love. Let us confess our sins to God our Father. Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father,
we have sinned against you and against our neighbour in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault, by what we have done and by what we have failed to do. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. O Lord, open our lips,
and our mouth will proclaim your praise.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
The Lord's name be praised.
On page 118 of the prayer book, the canticle, Venite. On page 713, the psalm appointed for this morning is number 105, verses 1 to 11 and verse 45. We shall say the psalm by alternate division of verses. O give thanks to the Lord and call upon his name.
Make known his deeds among the peoples.
Sing to him, sing praises.
And tell of all his marvellous work.
Rejoice in the praise of his holy name.
Let the hearts of them rejoice and seek the Lord.
Seek the Lord and his strength.
Seek his face continually.
Remember the marvels he has done.
His wonders and the judgments of his mouth.
O seed of Abraham, his servant.
O children of Jacob, his chosen.
He is the Lord our God.
His judgments are in all the earth.
He has always been mindful of his covenant.
The promise that he made for a thousand generations.
The covenant he made with Abraham.
The oath that he swore to Isaac.
Which he established as a statute for Jacob.
An everlasting covenant for Israel.
Saying, to you will I give the land of Canaan.
To be the portion of your inheritance.
That they might keep his statutes.
And faithfully observe his laws. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The Old Testament reading is from the book Genesis, chapter 29, beginning at verse 15. Then Laban said to Jacob, because you are my kinsman, should you therefore serve me for nothing? Tell me, what shall your wages be? Now Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah's eyes were lovely, and Rachel was graceful and beautiful. Jacob loved Rachel. So he said, I will serve you 7 years for your younger daughter, Rachel. Laban said, it is better that I give her to you than I should give her to any other man. Stay with me. So Jacob served 7 years for Rachel. And they seemed to him but a few days because of the love he had for her. Then Jacob said to Laban, "Give me my wife that I may go in to her, for my time is completed." So Laban gathered together all the people of the place and made a feast. But in the evening he took his daughter Leah and brought her to Jacob, and he went in to her. Laban gave his maid Zilpah to his daughter Leah to be her maid. When morning came, it was Leah. And Jacob said to Laban, "What is this you have done to me? Did I not serve you for Rachel? Why then have you deceived me?" Laban said, "This is not done in our country, given the younger before the firstborn. Complete the week of this one, and we will give you the other also in return for serving me for another 7 years." Jacob did so and completed her week. Then Laban gave him his daughter Rachel as a wife.
On page 126, the canticle Te Deum, parts 1 and 2.
Oh,
New Testament reading is from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 13, beginning at verse 31. He put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid. Then, in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and caught fish of every kind. When it was full, they drew it ashore, sat down, and put the good into baskets, but threw out the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all this? They answered, yes, and he said to them, therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like the master of a household who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old. On page 131, the canticle, Glory and Honor. I believe in God.
I believe in God.
The Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Our Father,
our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Show us your mercy, O Lord,
and grant us your salvation.
O Lord, save the Queen,
and grant her government wisdom.
Let your ministers be clothed with righteousness,
and let your servants shout for joy.
O Lord, save your people,
and bless those whom you have chosen.
Give peace in our time, O Lord,
and let your glory be over all the earth.
O God, may clean our hearts within us,
and renew us by your Holy Spirit.
Lord of all power and might, the author and giver of all good things, graft in our hearts the love of your name, increase in us true religion, nourish us with all goodness, and of your great mercy keep us in the same, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O God,
the
author of peace and lover of concord, to know you is eternal life, and to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in your protection, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, our heavenly Father, almighty and ever-living God, we give you thanks for bringing us safely to this day. Keep us from falling into sin or running into danger, and in all things guide us to know and do your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hymn number 16, Like a Mighty River Flowing. Let us pray. We pray God to bless the church. Remembering in particular this group of parishes and following the diocesan cycle of prayer We remember in particular today our neighbouring parish of Mahradroel and the rector, Canon Warren Russell. We ask that the church may be fruitful in good works and that the word of truth may grow into a rich harvest. Holy Father, whose voice is heard today as in times past, call into your service men and women of integrity and ability, whose lives bear the marks of spiritual discernment and obedience, that your church may be guarded by their example, inspired by their wisdom, and extended by their zeal. And may we each be good stewards of the great treasure entrusted to us. We ask this for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We pray for our country and the nations of the world in the midst of this ongoing international health crisis. We pray for all people threatened by COVID-19. We ask for generosity, wisdom, and the international diplomacy needed to bring help in the present and well-being in the future. Loving God, strengthen our innermost being with your love that bears all things. The weight of this global pandemic, the long haul of watching for symptoms, keeping our gaze fixed on you and looking out for our neighbours near and far. Instill in our shaken souls the belief and hope that all things are possible with your creative love, for strangers to become friends, for science to source solutions, for resources to be generously shared so that everyone, everywhere, may have what they need, for your perfect love that knows no barriers, and may cast out any fear and selfishness that divides. May your love that never ends be our comfort, strength and guide for our well-being and your glory. We ask this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And a prayer for all who continue to feel isolated even as restrictions are being lifted. God of heaven and earth, in these times of isolation, apart from loved ones, distant from friends, away from neighbors, we thank you that there is nothing in all of creation, not even coronavirus, that is able to separate us from your love. And may our love that never fails continue to be shared through the kindness of strangers looking out for each other, for neighbors near and far, all recognizing our shared vulnerability, each of us grateful for every breath, and willing everyone to know the gift of a full and healthy life. Keep us all in your care through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. A young people's prayer. Jesus, you are good and wise. I will praise you when I rise. Jesus, hear this prayer I send. Bless my family and my friends. Jesus, help my eyes to see all the good you send to me. Jesus, help my ears to hear calls for help from far and near. Jesus, help my feet to go in the way that you will show. Jesus, help my hands to do all things loving, kind, and true. Amen. And a prayer for all keeping holiday at this time, both locally and far away. O God, our Father, we thank you for the times of rest from the normal daily round. We pray that those who are on holiday at this time may be enabled to find the threefold recreation of body, mind, and spirit that will strengthen them for your service in the days that lie ahead, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And a prayer for all who are facing short-term or long-term unemployment during these challenging times. Bless, O Lord, all those who at the height of their powers have been deprived of their jobs. Help them and their families to adjust to this crisis and in it to act together as a loving and courageous team. Grant that all who lose security of employment may find an inner security in Christ, and always being engaged in his service may be led to full employment once again. We pray for leaders in government, industry, and commerce, asking that they may be helped to plan humanely and act responsibly in all that affects their fellow men and women, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And a prayer for all who serve in the armed forces. To your care and protection, O Lord of hosts, we commend the men and women of our armed forces at home and overseas. Defend them in the hour of danger, strengthen them in the fulfillment of their duty, and enable them to serve their country with loyalty, courage, and honor. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We join in the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Hymn 384, Lord, Thy Word Abideth. Grant, O God, that through the written word and through the spoken word, we may behold the living word, our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. The I Ching, the Book of Changes, is an ancient book of Chinese wisdom dating back to the time before Confucius. You toss coins or yellow stalks, and depending on how they fall, you create a hexagram, a stack of six solid or broken lines that correspond to a similar picture in the book. You then consult that hexagram for advice. One bit of advice includes the phrase, "Perseverance furthers." Perseverance furthers. This is certainly the story of Jacob in his quest for a wife. He has stolen his older brother Esau's birthright by tricking his father Isaac. Jacob's mother suggests he run away to lay low with a kinsman, Uncle Laban, and while there find himself a wife. Jacob falls in love with Laban's younger daughter, Rachel. He offers to work for Laban for 7 years so that he can marry her. Laban agrees. Jacob works for 7 years, which the narrative said seemed to him but a few days because of the love he had for her. He goes to claim his wife. Laban makes all the wedding arrangements when, lo and behold, the trickster Jacob is tricked. Laban gives away his firstborn daughter, Leah, she of the lovely eyes, to Jacob, which Jacob does not discover until the next morning. After confronting Laban, he is told that he has already consummated the marriage, and besides, local custom does not allow giving away the younger daughter before the firstborn. Complete this week of wedding celebrations, however, and work another 7 years for me, then you may marry Rachel as well. Jacob agrees and 7 years later marries Rachel, whom he loves. Yes, it would appear perseverance furthers. And that's not all. Over time, he also marries Leah's servant Zilpah and Rachel's servant Bilhah. And as we all know, among these four wives, he fathers 12 sons who become the heads of the tribes of Israel. Jacob's new name, given to him by the stranger with whom he wrestles all night beside the river Jabbok. Israel means he who wrestles with God. Despite what this foundational story might tell us about the biblical view of marriage, one can easily say that Jacob, son of Isaac, grandson of Father Abraham, persevered in his quest for the woman he loved, persevered in wrestling with God, and as such became the father of the tribes of Israel. Jacob persevered for the pearl of great value Jesus talks about in the Gospel according to St. Matthew. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Years ago, long before one Tom Shaw became the Bishop of Massachusetts, he gave a meditation to the clergy of the Diocese of Connecticut during a Holy Week quiet day. He spoke about this parable of the pearl of great value. He began by saying that our God is a very frugal God and does not waste one iota of our life experience. Each moment we live and breathe on this earth, God values and savors who we are and what we are doing. One of the hidden truths of the kingdom is that we, each of us, and all of us together as God's people, are the pearl of great value. That is how much our God loves each and every one of us. So much so that God would send his only Son to walk among us and as one of us to show us the way of the Lord. So much so that he did not let us get away with killing his only Son, but returned him to us, so that wherever two or three are gathered in his name, Jesus himself is in the midst of us, calling us to return to the God from whence we came. We come from love, we return to love, and love is all around. God is love and loves us even more than the merchant who gave everything from the pearl of great value. This is all meant to be an example of God's perseverance in loving us. Even God's wrath is an extension of God's love for us. As one Maggie Ross writes in The Fire of Your Life, and I quote, "The wrath of God is his relentless compassion, pursuing us even when we are at our worst," unquote. "Recognizing that we are precious in the eyes of God," said Shaw, "we need to take time each day in our prayers to be silent and allow God to thank us for what we have done for God today. Every day, we are to leave some silence in our prayers and allow ourselves to feel God thanking us for all that we do for God in this His world. It sounds so easy, but are we really capable of believing and knowing that God loves us that much? Do we feel like pearls of great value? Shaw assured us that we can, and more importantly, that we must. It is central to the life of faith to accept and receive God's love, to know how much God values us and what we do. This is why all of these kingdom parables are so important to understand. They each point to the hiddenness of God's reign in our midst. They each suggest that the life of faith begins with something as small as a little bit of yeast or a single grain of mustard seed. We do not need to do what the world perceives as big and heroic things. As God's own pearls of great value, every little thing we do for others brings a smile to the face of God. The more we let God thank us for what we can do for God, the more confident and empowered we become as God's own people. Soon the people around us and the people we meet begin to feel like pearls of great value as well. All we really need is faith, as small as a mustard seed, to make the whole creation new, to give new life to our own tired bodies, to put a smile on the face of a stranger, to plant seeds of God's love throughout the neighborhood in which God has called us to make our home. Let us take time today to be silent, and to let God thank each one of us for what we have done for him today. Let us not worry about tomorrow. Let us just feel God's thanks and love for today. Imagine God washing our feet at the end of a long day. Imagine God offering us a piece of his bread and a sip of his wine. Imagine God making us an integral part of his body, that sacred mystery, the church. Beginning today, let us make every day for God to thank for what we are doing for him. persevere in accepting that each one of us is God's pearl of great value. And as we luxuriate in God's thanks, His mercy, His compassion, and His love, we will become a new people. We will come to accept that we are God's pearls of great value. And that new understanding takes root and grows within us. And as it does so, others will come and make their home among us, take rest among our branches, and discover their value as God's own pearls as well. Such a life of love and thanksgiving is all ours, if only we will have faith as small as a mustard seed. Amen. From Thanks and Praise, hymn 146, The Kingdom of God is Justice and Joy. Unto God's gracious mercy and protection we commit you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you his perfect peace this day and always. Amen. from Thanks and Praise, number 42, Go at the Call of God. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We thank you for being with us once again during this online worship. Our next service will be next Sunday, and we will follow the order of Holy Communion. Thank you.